Twitter in the United States here has found itself at the center of the fight against censorship and really to try to bring open debate back to these platforms, these social media platforms in America that are losing that. This is what it really was about in the news, in case anybody missed it. Check this out.
New Twitter boss Elon Musk announced yesterday that he is granting amnesty for suspended accounts starting next week.
Elon Musk says that he will begin restoring previously banned Twitter accounts, tweeting, "The people have spoken. Amnesty is back next week."
Some critics believe that reactivating suspended accounts could lead to a spike in harassment, hate speech, and misinformation.
Do you think this is about free speech or is it about censorship?
I think it's about censorship of speech they don't want to be free.
A clinical instructor at Harvard Law School says that what Musk is doing is existentially dangerous for various marginalized communities. It's like opening the gates of hell in terms of the havoc it will cause.
The problem is that Elon Musk now is encouraging his users to cross the line, essentially, to become more hostile and potentially harass people more so long as it doesn't break the law.
I would like to see, and I would hope that Elon Musk would reveal exactly the extent of the censorship on Twitter.
Right, and let's like name names. Let's hear who was actually responsible for this.
I think if Twitter actually disappeared completely, that probably would be a good thing for democracy. It'd probably be a good thing for public health and public safety.
We're all keeping a close eye on this. We're all monitoring what's happening on Twitter.
It is utterly chilling to me to watch, you know, famous news agencies and politicians and the White House expressing absolute sheer terror and panic over the idea that people will once again be able to freely share their opinions on a platform that exists here in the United States of America. I mean, they're literally terrified of the concept of free speech, clearly with no concept of what free speech actually means. And honestly, like all the way back to like Hustler magazine and the idea that this has gone into court, you may find it repugnant, you may find it repulsive what somebody is saying, but it's still speech, it's still free. And in this country, unlike China that we seem to want to emulate, you are allowed to have those thoughts. And by the way, And this is something I want to bring up. I know this is, you know, they talk about that somehow allowing misinformation, you know, that misinformation is just going to grow. It won't grow. I mean, here's the thing about that they want to forget about social media. One of the sort of the brilliant pieces about it is if I am following somebody and they end up filling me with a bunch of garbage and I go out and tell other people and then that ends up clearly being proven wrong, am I going to keep going back to that source? No, I'm not. I mean, they act as though there is no free market to the way that our thoughts work. If I keep following somebody that proves to be wrong and all the science shows that, you know, they're wrong or whatever it is, then I leave it. Whereas if you've been watching the highway, we're the ones being censored, we're being kicked off, and I don't have to change a single word of what I've said. Everybody's coming my way. Rochelle Walensky is now repeating what I've said. They've all gone to, you're going to have to go out and catch this cold, even though I lost YouTube channels over it. So the idea that simply by having an open free market that somehow the bad, wrong ideas will take effect, it defies literally the foundational principle of what makes America special, unique, and fantastic.
That's right. And, you know, America has almost like a common sense immune system for this kind of stuff, and describe just like what you're talking about. And for the COVID conversation on Twitter has now just opened wide open. So this is what Twitter rules. They just posted this just about 2 weeks ago, effective November 23rd, 2022. Twitter is no longer enforcing the COVID-19 misleading information policy.
Thank God.
That started in January 2020. Right. That started. And check out what that has done to the conversation here. So this is Twitter's own demographics. 11.72 million accounts were challenged. 11,230 accounts were suspended. And over 97,000 pieces of content were removed because of these guidelines. So we are seeing accounts restored at this point. Not everybody's account, obviously, but the conversation around the COVID and, you know, medical and health issues is going to be a lot more open with this out. But back to Twitter, back to what Elon Musk is doing. So this is scaring a lot of people. Number one, perhaps the LA Times. This is an op-ed talking about inversion of reality, how Elon Musk's plans for Twitter could threaten free speech. So letting more people speak is going to threaten free speech. Got it. But who else is really, really scared about this? The entire European Union. So the European Union is threatening, it's warning Musk that Twitter faces ban over content moderation. That's the headline. So again, the EU is threatening an American company. And the reason they're so bold to do this is they have something there called the Digital Services Act that came into force in mid-November of this year. Wow. So they're using that. That's to fight disinformation. That's one of the strongest policies in really any country outside of China at this point for handling disinformation, so to speak. The closest thing we have to it here in America is in California, where they can possibly censor doctors for COVID misinformation with that new bill. But Elon Musk is doing something is kind of interesting. You know, it's something that we almost hoped our politicians would do, be keep us updated at every step of the way in key yeah. junctures for important decisions. So this is kind of what he's been trying to do on Twitter. So he put this out on Twitter, the Twitter files on free speech suppression soon to be published on Twitter itself. The public deserves to know what really happened. So apparently he has a trove of information showing how Twitter suppressed everything, suppressed the conversation around COVID, around other topics. So he claims he's going to release this for people to see. That would be a welcome transparency for the public. But he also says this, talking about Apple. This was just recently. Apple has also threatened to withhold Twitter from its app store, but won't tell us why. So understand, we have Apple here that's working with the Chinese government to suppress their people. And now they're saying, well, you're going to allow more speech on Twitter? We're going to hold you back from the app store. And to counter that, Elon Musk said, okay, well, if you take me off the app store, I'm going to make my own phone. Elon says he'll make his own phone if Apple and Google deplatform Twitter, and he's going to be a competitor in that market. But according to Elon,
it's amazing, Jeffrey. And I want to say this to our audience right now, because the question comes in. We're all asking the same question. Can we trust Elon Musk or can we not? And I would say, here's how I see this, folks. I mean, if someone is speaking a truth that I hold dear and important, that it's like a primary principle of how I live, and I see everyone against that principle fighting that person, sort of that old idea, the enemy of my enemy is my friend. In this topic and in this moment, what Twitter is doing, at the very least, and whether or not Elon follows all the way through, look at the conversation he is creating right now, where news agencies are having to discuss free speech. Whatever side of it they're going to come on, whether they're against it or for it, he's making politicians talk about it. He is literally, this is one of the most important conversations that needs to happen right now in the United States of America. He's driving it. And for that reason, at this moment, I am saying, I don't believe in Neuralink and all the other crazy things he's got himself involved in. But when it comes to free speech and it comes to a platform that we can all share with, I am 100% behind the idea of that being transparent and fair and open. And so for that reason, if you're not on Twitter this week, we should all vote with our dollars. We should show the world how much this matters to me. You can always pull yourself out of Twitter if he moves in a direction you don't want, but let the pundits know, let your politicians know by following us at Highwire Talk, at I Can Decide, at Del Bigtree, at Jeffrey Jackson, at Aaron Siri SG on Twitter. Get on Twitter, folks. Let's show the world when somebody that's the head of a tech corporation comes out and says, I believe in free speech, then we're going to show that their numbers go up. This is how we make a difference in this world.
And putting a spotlight on that monopolistic behavior of Apple, threatening to, as it has with other, with Gab, with Parler, has kicked off other social media platforms from their app store. It really ruffles some feathers there. So apparently Elon Musk met with Tim Cook. Okay. This was the headline here. This was a tweet he put out. Elon Musk says he met with Apple CEO Tim Cook and resolved the misunderstanding after several tweets attacking the company. So apparently they're back and everything's good to go. It's going to stay on the App Store. Obviously, a lot of people will be keeping an eye on that. But we have Congressman Kevin McCarthy. He had some stuff to say about this and to add to this conversation, one of the few representatives here in the United States that is doing so. Take a listen.
All right. That is offensive to me. Government's going to go after someone that wants to have free speech? What do they have to look at Twitter about? Do they want to go more after American public about whether they can have an opinion on something? I think the American public have spoken on this. I think our First Amendment stands up, and I think they should stop picking on Elon Musk. You know, Elon Musk has succeeded in many places. I'd bet on him more than government going after you. And one thing I would say when we talk about accountability will no longer let government go after people simply because of their political views.
Well, that's my perspective. No matter what party you're in, you should not be going after people because of their political views. Political views are not hate speech.